Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is I'm going to show you four people that have seen the arrival of the Antichrist. And I would say that this is a very important program, and I encourage you to stay to the end for this one. Okay, so here's a summary of what essentially they say. That just before the Antichrist arrives, here's what we're going to see. We're going to see a world event. It's probably, based upon their descriptions, probably a Project Blue Beam, and it might involve a fake rapture, an alien disclosure where they make aliens appear to be in the sky or maybe even appear, okay? All electronics go down, lockdowns are stricter, and martial law, like lockdowns like we've never seen, and when everything comes back up, poof, got a new world order, new world, Antichrist. They've seen him. Handsome, young man, problem solver. All the world accepts him. All right. Before we get into all the details, I covered this the other day, but let me briefly remind you, David Phillips, which I believe hears from God, had a dream that God told him, you don't have enough food. You don't have enough, and I'm going to say I think that's probably true with most of us. We don't have enough food for us and our neighborhood and the people that are going to come calling. So I encourage you to go to Joseph Kitchen. And what you want to do is go to step number one, get yourself a machine package. That's the gizmos you're going to need to physically grind the wheat berries, put them into a bread machine, five other ingredients, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 240 minutes later, you have a nice hot steaming loaf of whole wheat bread. Then you decide how much food you want. You want food for one person a year, two people a year, four people for a year, six people for a year. And most of your people out there are selling long-term storage food for in the ballpark of around $9,000 to $10,000 a person for a year. That's $9,000 to $10,000 one person 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000. No, we're not talking half their price. We're not talking about 70 to 75% discount. We're talking about 90% less. They also have videos up there to show you everything you need, recipes, how to make the bread. I have a loaf, I had a loaf this morning. I typically have a loaf of this every day for lunch. It shows you videos, explain everything about it. Matter of fact, I think I'm even in one of the videos. Anyway, let's get on today's program. This guy here apparently has had a major experience. Apparently here in the last 30 days. And God has been showing him some powerful stuff. As a matter of fact, I specifically prayed and asked several times on this one, make sure this was God. And the Lord absolutely positively said, yes, this is of God. In other words, I felt the anointing touch me on this one. So he says, I had a dream. I was in a random place and a global disruption just occurred. A blackout. It was a worldwide cyber attack. Okay, that's what the other's going to say too. By the way, I quote it often. It's Genesis 19:15 that says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. In this case, I've got two or three witnesses on just about every one of these points. So anyway, there's a blackout. It was a worldwide cyber attack. It was some sort of event that disrupted all the world systems at once. It was a planned event to consolidate world power and control all the money systems, information systems, and the internet, and the exchange of information into global surveillance state in which we're all subjects of that state. I knew this must be according to the prophecies in the Bible. I saw this event was the catalyst for this event. In other words, there's some kind of a global blackout that all of a sudden turns everything off. When it come back on, poof, new world order, world government. Then I was shown several places around the globe where this had caused great trouble and other places not as bad. But all around the world, it was affected. I saw people revolting. I saw people angry and some degree of chaos everywhere. The public did not understand what had happened. In the vision, I continued to travel. I was shown militaries and governments around the world will try to crack down on this behavior and quell these populations, but nothing seemed to work. We stopped at the Vatican. At this point, I realized an angel was with me, and I was overlooking the square at the Vatican. People were in chaos. Shortly, the Vatican government told everybody to be calm. You do not need to leave. We have an announcement to make, and we don't need any trouble here. They were enforcing a lockdown, or at least their curfew-style martial law. That was happening worldwide. Did you catch that? Okay, this is what they're all going to say, okay? Happening worldwide to different degrees. Some places of the world, people just didn't care. The countryside, people who lived simple lives, seemed to calm down a little faster. The skies were super dark, like black skies, seemed very demonic and stormy. The Pope came out wearing his papal crown with many Jews in it. He had jewels on his clothes and his staff in his hand. He was dressed as majestic as the Pope can get. He was wearing it all and looking slick. Then another individual came out. This individual was tall and had olive skin. Olive skin, okay? Catch that, because there's about three of them that say the same thing about him. Olive skin. He was not a white European, but he was very handsome and had a charismatic of like 100 times more, greater than Joel Osteen, just by looking at him. You just wanted to hear what he had to say. The Pope lifted his staff hand, telling everybody to calm down. Not long after, he gave the floor to another fellow. He was thin. As soon as he began to speak, everyone was mesmerized, and everyone calmed down and became happy to hear him. It's almost as if the frustration completely disappeared. They were just lulled into a nice, mellow state. I could tell they loved this guy. It was affecting me as well as I was watching this man. I thought, he's got it, man. Like, he really knows what's going on. He's a charming guy. But I knew it was a deceptive charm. But at the same time, I was objectively admiring him. I thought, wow, okay, he's a superstar. That's the sense I had. It was not this boisterous, angry, mocking attitude about him. It's more like a smooth, smooth superstar. So as he speaks, everyone mellows out, and a calm came over the crowd. It was the way he was dressed. He had a suit on. He ripped open his suit, and as soon as he did, I knew in my heart, okay, this has got to be the Antichrist. It's almost as if in the dream he perceived that I knew that I could see the evil underlying him. In that moment, I knew who he was. He ripped open his suit, and underneath his suit was gold, like some kind of gold spandex, gold. He had the most brilliant gold underneath his suit I'd ever seen. It was gold that would make you lust for it. Like, I want that gold. I've got to have some of that gold. I was definitely stunned by the shine of this gold. Whenever he ripped his suit open, he looked up at the sky. He wasn't angry. He wasn't proud or taunting. The spirit was in him was more like a superstar. It was like when the lights are out and the stage light comes on and the light suddenly shines on Michael Jackson and he's wearing sparkling sequins. It was like that kind of wow appeal. When he opened his suit and shined the light that shined from his golden shirt he was wearing, shined up to heaven, and he smiled. And I knew in that moment he was telling God, I'm shinier than you. They love me more than they love you. At that moment, I knew this was part of the unveiling of the Antichrist. Let me read that again. At that moment, I knew this was part of the unveiling of the Antichrist. I then heard the angel say, they are here to be witness of what the Lord has said. In other words, the people in the crowd. Then he quoted scripture, and he shall sit in the temple and declare himself to be above all, which is called God, or all gods, or declare himself to be God. There are different translations, but either way, he declares himself to be above all other gods. When the angel said that, he said, this will happen, but it will happen in a different temple than this. Well, we know what temple. Because there's going to be another temple in Jerusalem where the real Ark of the Covenant will be brought out And the Antichrist sets on it, and that is the abomination of desolation. When you see that, that is the start of the middle of the tribulation. And from that point on, we know we have 1260 days left, period. Now, let me show you the scriptures. He kind of summarized them. And I've got three more of these visions from people to show you, or dreams. So don't leave yet. We still got important stuff to see here. And it was given him a mouth. That's important. A mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. What's a blasphemy? That's a direct attack against God. A mouth. Who gave it to him? God gave it to him. Why? It's a test for all of the world. There was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power is given him to continue 42 months. That's 1260 days, or time times the dividing of time. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Then jump to Daniel 7:8. Let me jump to the bottom. In his horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. So this down here in Daniel, great, this great, is the same as this great. It's just two times. Again, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. Then you go to Daniel 7:20. A mouth, here it is, speaking great things, and great things speaking against the same thing. But I want you to see this. Whose look was more stout than his fellows. Now that stout means handsome. It means beauty in the sense like a man is. Then we jump to Daniel 11. And he says, and the arm shall stand in his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. That's when the Antichrist goes in and sits on the Ark of the Covenant, which at that time will be in Jerusalem. And he shall take away the daily sacrifice. They're not sacrificing animals in Jerusalem. Which, by the way, I guess I should tell you that inside information tells us that the reason Israel was attacked on October 7th is because they're afraid that Israel is about to start animal sacrifice because they have a red heifer that they're apparently planning on sacrificing, and that would allow an animal sacrifice to start in Israel again, according to what they believe. Anyway, they're not sacrificing animals in Israel yet, but according to this, by that time, it will happen. So these things that I've been watching for 30 or 40 years, apparently many of them are going to start fulfilling in 2024. So anyway, he'll pollute the sanctuary of strength by setting on the Ark of the Covenant. He'll take away the daily sacrifice and place the abomination back as desolate. That's all setting on the Ark of the Covenant. Now we're going to jump to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Who opposeth? Now look at this. And exalted himself above all that is... Look, you need this. If you want to understand the next things I'm going to show you, you have to understand this. Exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Then you go down to Daniel 11:37. He shall magnify himself above all. He will not regard any God, because he's going to say, no, I am God. All right, now let's jump to the next one. And I'm only going to read a couple of paragraphs from this much longer dream that she had. This is June 2020. Antichrist brings calm from chaos. The police all had helmet protection gear. They were wearing SWAT clothes and military outfits like war. They were showing us the news reporters reporting what was happening all over the world. Same thing as the other person said. They said, we have a solution. In 2 weeks, we're going to present someone that has the solution to resolve all our problems. That's what the next one is about to say. They told the people to go back home, fix your stuff. Everything would be going back to normal, because what it skipped was that there was a worldwide event. Same thing the other one said. He said, oh no, I told everybody, we must get out of here right now. Do not listen to these people. They do not have the solution. The person who says he has the solution to solving all of this is the Antichrist. They are about to present the Antichrist to us. Now, I only show you part of that because I'm running out of time, but it's two. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. Now let's jump to 1980. We had Ken Peters come in, made a 2.5-hour DVD, which you can watch at watchprophecyclub.com right now. Watchprophecyclub.com. You can go and watch this. You watch the whole thing. And I must say, of the 160 DVDs, no, 160 guest speakers making 330 DVDs, this is among the top five. People absolutely love this, and everybody believes he heard from God. All right, let's go on. So this is just part of it, just a paragraph or two. So he said, I saw television, telephone, radio, and this very unusual communication device was all shut down. All those television media devices were all shut down for about a two-week period. After that, about 2 weeks, the radio and television began to come back up and running. However, see, he's about to say the same thing. Everything was completely different. The broadcast being bombarded nearly everywhere were depicting a soon-to-come new government leadership. A man would be emerging to lead us. The man finally came on the scene. He spoke with great, notice the word, great eloquence and charisma. He was soothing and promised answers to all current problems. The man was smooth, extremely convincing, able to solve nearly all problems. He was a consummate communicator and explained how this removal of people was God's judgment on them. Now, probably nobody left the earth. Probably what it was is blue beam, making it appear that people left the earth. Okay. By the way, he said specifically he did not see anybody in their flesh and blood body leave the earth at all. Okay. So he did not think it was a rapture. He thinks it was a fake rapture. Anyway, let's go on. Which would, of course, would a lot of those folks, and I love my pre-trib brothers and sisters, but it's going to cause a lot of pre-tribbers to fall away when they think that everybody's been removed and they got left. Okay, let's go on though. He was a consummate communicator and explained how this removal of God's people is judgment on them. This rattled me into the dream, and I did not understand his position. Let me tell you so that you can comprehend where I'm coming from. At the time, I was not a born-again Christian. In the dream, when this man spoke, it began to convince me. It began to pull me into his messages. It reminded me of Adolf Hitler speaking to the masses. But he had a demonic charisma about him that would literally pull the masses to him. That was nothing compared to what I saw. Nothing. He was able to rally a nation. This individual was able to rally the globe. It was very, very frightening. Almost immediately, he began to communicate through large screen television. By the way, you can get this entire thing and more in my book, Miss the Mark. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark. Which, by the way, of the four books I've written, it's the most popular. It's a quick read. You can give it to someone that worships other gods. And if they read the first few pages, they'll probably read the whole thing. They read the whole thing, they'll never take that mark of the beast, and they probably will accept Jesus. Anyway, let's go on. It was very, very frightening. Almost immediately, he began to communicate through large screen televisions that were strategically placed everywhere the general populace met. Now, so far, and by the way, he's not the only one who saw those. Like the whole side of a building downtown is one big giant television. Those aren't up yet. And several people saw those. So maybe that's a little bit of encouragement. Maybe we got more time. This man's speeches and directions for the whole world had to do with new times upon us as human beings. New directives for global peace and the need to give up current citizenship for world citizenship. I must tell you, I've been a red-blooded American. When I heard this in my dream, I could not fathom it. I've always had a gun. I've always hunted and fished, and I've always put my hand over my heart at ball games when we sang the national anthem. I've always respected men and women in the military. I love this country. And so to have this experience in my dream rattled me to the very core of my being. This man continually and constantly spoke of world order and the benefits of all men dwelling together in peace. Now, even though I was disturbed in the dream, I was also being pulled into this because it sounded so very, very good. You see, world peace sounds good until you count the cost. There's no genuine world peace without the Prince of Peace, Jesus, establishes his throne on this earth. That's the bottom line. No being is going to bring peace to this earth. The only human being who's all human, all God, is going to bring peace to this earth, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I began to really think of relinquishing my citizenship, and this alarmed me greatly. Even though it was a message that pulled strongly on me, I somehow wasn't convinced of this new order. I constantly heard the word new order, world order, and new times. But, strangely, I never did hear new world order. I don't know why. I don't know if they just changed the name of the future or if the dream was trying to show me different perspectives. At staggering rates, people were accepting this plan. This man was releasing through the airwaves. No resistance. No one was fighting it. No one was saying anything publicly. I can't tell you if the airwaves were controlled to the point where you couldn't come on and say certain things. I don't know. I began to go into a serious depression. And I began to ask myself questions. Is this the end of the world? The man I saw on the television could do signs and wonders and fix all kinds of mankind's problems. I'll never forget his face, ever. As long as I live, and now Ken's gone to be with the Lord, I will never forget his face. His face was almost supernatural in appearance. He was almost too perfect. And he was, for lack of terms, the most handsome man I've ever seen. Now, I want you to know that I'm very happily married, heterosexual. When I say he was a handsome man, I don't mean that in a strange manner. I just mean to tell you that this man had everything going together for him. Same thing the other guy said. Everything. He had this kind of a chiseled look to his face. And Daniel's about to say, and his look was more stout than his fellows. Everything he had is kind of a chiseled look on his face, and everything about his appearance was almost perfect. When he spoke, there was such a very strange quality about him. Now, Jason Meeks. In the dream, myself, some other Christians had traveled out of town. We were all staying in a regular motel. The church in America was going underground. Somehow, I knew it was just before serious persecution, which may be very close. We decided to go check a Patriot expert in evasion and concealment. I thought it best to check out myself to see if these techniques and training were useful and easy to learn for a layman and worth the time and expense. I was impressed with him and knew he was competent. I went to the back of the hotel to gather our group together and go to his camp. I was lying on the bed watching TV all of a sudden when the TV cut out to the blue screen in the upper left corner giving the station location. It said WV, which was telling me I was in West Virginia. I was watching a local television station. News broke in saying all the money was no longer any good. Okay, so this has to do with the event. So each one of these three confirm each other, but they give additional information. Saying all the money was no longer any good, and that's the reason I'd recommend you go to prophecyclubgold.com. Talk to them. Get yourself ready for this. Money was no longer any good. As of now, it was worthless and would not be accepted anywhere. If you wanted to pay for things, you had to download an app on your smartphone. I knew this was the beast system and the beginning of the mark of the beast. The phone app was just temporary. This app has access to everything in your life. Total control. The hotel phone rang. The manager said our money we had paid to check into the room was now no longer accepted, and we'd have to leave or download the app. I told him we were leaving. The woman who had handed me the phone was a new Christian and asked if we should download the app. I was starting to tell her no and why. The report came on the TV saying a new man was coming to power. Are you hearing this? A new man was coming to power and has started the money change. They were saying how great he was. I knew it was the Antichrist. Now the scene changed. I'm in a large parking garage and watch a man walk by with a small entourage. He was about 6'4". His body build was lean but strength, similar to Obama. He was wearing a brown suit and his skin tone was brown, or you could call it olive, like the other two do. Darker than Middle Eastern, but not as dark a tone as Indian. Now, let me jump to, this is part of what Ken Peters said. The beast will be the most handsome, most beautiful, most intelligent in human history. The book of Daniel says his look is more stout than his fellows. I read that. He says you have olive-colored skin. Maurice Sklar says he was the most handsome or most beautiful man I've ever seen. Now, back to... The other one. I've never seen a skin tone exactly like his. Also, I only saw him from his left side. He had the facial and hair appearance. By the way, David Phillips saw him too. I didn't include in this program. But he said he also saw that he had facial hair. Okay. I only saw him from his left side. He had facial hair and hair appearance of a very young and attractive actor, Louis Jordan, but with a straight nose, or a straighter nose. His presence was commanding. He had a fierce countenance, not because he was built like a bodybuilder, but because he gave off an air of total control. He was not so much physically imposing, but somehow mentally and psychologically imposing and very handsome. And well put together, his hair, his suit, all seemed perfect, but not feminine, kind of hard to properly describe. I knew things just got rough. Then the scene changed. So we leave the hotel and arrive at the training camp. No one is there. The Patriot is gone. His equipment is still there. Somehow in the dream, I know that the bad guys got to him, and quick. He was gone. He would have never left without his equipment, somehow in the dream. I knew the church would have to rely on Jesus only to survive. That was the only way forward, Jesus all the way, or follow the Antichrist and take the mark. No in between. That was it. The dream was jarring. Everything changed in an instant with that warning. Like someone just flipped a switch that quick. The total control of the system cannot be fully explained. I knew my family was safe. This world system will make the crowd, the COVID lockdowns, look like a picnic on the beach in a sunny day. How can one man exert that much absolute control and power? This is not just a man. It is also a system that is even now being put into place. It is like the man was the system, and the system was the man. Very jarring, disturbing, and difficult to fully articulate the total oppressiveness of that atmosphere. Now, here's what it said in summary. We're going to see a world event. And I could pull up Benjamin Fulford. He says that some people are saying that world event is January 27th, 2024. Now, I'm a little skeptical. No, I'm a lot skeptical on that. I don't know when it is. But they all say the same thing. There's going to be a world event, probably Project Bluebeam, and it might be some kind of a fake rapture or an alien disclosure where the aliens come down and pop the hatch and say, here we are. Apparently, all electronics go down. Lockdowns, very strict, martial law, but when everything comes up, new world order. Antichrist, handsome, problem solver, all the world accepts Antichrist. Have you asked Jesus to forgive your sins? If you have not, your time is running out. Have you got yourself ready mentally, spiritually, physically? I would recommend you take some of the steps. I recommend if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them. Call 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. I also recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself a machine package. That's the wherewithal to grind the wheat berries into flour, put those into a bread machine with five other ingredients, push about 2 hours or 40 minutes later, and have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. I've had many people email me. They absolutely love the bread. They love the whole idea. And see, because it's long-term storage food. And as in the days of Pharaoh, what fed the world for 7 years? It was wheat. I believe wheat is God's food for famines, for God's famine food. There is no perfect one food a person could eat for their whole lifetime and be totally healthy. But in my opinion, bread may come the closest. I mean, why does God call us the wheat? Wheat and the tares, okay. I think it's because the primary thing we're supposed to be eating is wheat. So go there, and then after you get the machine package, that's all of the mechanical things to make the bread, then you decide how much food you want. By the way, most of your long-term storage food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Did you get that? $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 per person. We're not talking about half price. We're not talking about 80% less. We're talking about like 90% less than what the other people can tell you that they can get you long-term storage for. I do not know of anybody that can beat that. This is an actual loaf of bread that I actually made. I eat bread. I mean, it's. I also have to say that it's brought my cholesterol down. It's brought my blood pressure down. And that I don't get hungry as often. I typically will have a slice for breakfast and a slice for lunch and then a normal meal for whatever. And I've lost, 30 pounds over the last year. And in my opinion, I think the primary thing is that did it was, of course, watching what I eat and, you know, all the other things, but bread. So I eat bread as the primary source. And it's also, it'll reduce your food budget too. Anyway, go check it out. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. You've got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com promo code is PROPHECY.